all the time to do recording. If I miss sometimes, and it's a valley in our services, we run with these MP3s because they go online real easy and they convert. And if I forget to push the button, it doesn't get recorded. But since we're online and live, it's recorded on computer, so I'm not totally liable anymore for that. Our my song leader will say, "Walk," and it's almost hilarious. He says, "Don't forget the recorder." Okay, let's pray and see where we land. Father, may you guide us as we open the book and the truths in it. It's a blessing to know that some of these popular subjects are really popular if you get in the book and you find out what you teach and what you say. We don't need to talk to men and figure out how they have all of these fancy gimmicks for prayer. We appreciate the fact that we don't have a sweet hour of prayer. We have a waking hour of prayer. Mm-hmm. As long as we're awake, we have that opportunity to communicate with you at any time, and we don't have to verbalize it. We can do it in our minds, and we can just fellowship with you, have communion with you. And what a blessing that is, and it's just a part of the grace of God. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Yeah. Now, I want to preface this just a little bit because I'm working material that I hope you pick up. I'm not slapping you in the face with truth. I'm trying to just say these verses are going to make a difference. And when we understand them, most communication with God, I'm glad I didn't touch my library with prayer books. I mean, books about them, not prayer books. I think I only have a couple of prayer books. And I'm talking about, you have ministers' manuals that have the prayers. I don't go for the written prayers. I never did lay me down to sleep or whatever it is, because that I don't care about that. I'm so busy talking to God, I don't want to have anything more formal than just talking to Him. And I can do it at any time. And somebody might happen, I can get away with it now, because I don't have anybody at my house. And so I can talk out loud once in a while, and I'm not going crazy.
I heard it last night, too. It was heaven in my ears.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can check that out with Harvard. We'll find out whether I did or not. No, I don't know. I have no
way. You pray in your sleep.
You know, it's funny. I wake up praying sometimes. I hope you do. You know, you're related to God, and you just say, wow, I'm still a child of God, and I'm still here.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, you get up, wake up in the morning, you're talking to God, and you just say, God, you got me here for another day. What's on the plate?
Yeah. Right.
You know, we want to know what we're going to do and how you have plans. And it's. I think getting out of bed in the morning is a privilege to say, what role do you have for me in your plan for this time that I am awake until I go to bed again? What do you have in your on my plate for me to do so that you can use me? Am I going to be a useful instrument in the hands of God and be willing to submit to what He wants me to do? And it's awesome because He's given us another day. And I walk, and most of you know that. In order to keep in some shape, I'm sedentary because I'm at a desk researching, working, studying, writing, doing all kinds of things. So I walk 5 miles a day, 5 days a week. So I'm knocking out 25 miles a week. And, of course, I found something that was really interesting. I've done it for 33 years. And when I walk, a lot of people know me that I don't know. I mean, somebody drives by and they wave, and I mean, it's not just a half-hearted wave. It's this enthusiastic friend wave. And I have no idea who that person is. But as we walk, you know, I talk to everybody. I mean, when I somebody, I say, how are you today? Or hello, or good morning, or whatever. And they might say, how are you today? And there's always this response. Sometimes I'll say, I'm doing well. Good English. I'm doing well. I'm not saying I do good. I'd like to think I do good, but you know. And so they ask me how I'm doing, and there are times I'm really led to just say, I'm doing well. I'm another day closer to heaven. And I have no idea whether that person's a believer or not. And I've done it with those who are believers, and I get a good response, and we end up with a teeny bit of fellowship on it. But when we talk to God, it's not just a special designated hour. It's not a special designated place. It's not a special designated time. You know, it's rather interesting. As I was growing up and in the church, there was a great deal of emphasis upon having personal devotion, having devotions, a time of devotions. And so in order to be a spiritual Christian, you had to read your Bible and pray every day and witness, and that automatically made you spiritual. Mm-hmm. That's what I was taught. None of you were, but I was. In that matter. And so read your Bible and pray every day. You know, I found out it didn't always work. Because I'd have this time I'd set aside so I could be Joe spiritual. Dave spiritual, that's right. Mm-hmm. And I would set that time apart. And my days, I grabbed my bootstraps and went to work. That's what happened. You know what bootstraps are? Or is this just a Western thing? On it. I mean, if you grab your bootstraps, you're trying to walk with your hands pulling bootstraps. And it doesn't work, is what I'm saying. But you realize the communication with the Father is a special privilege. And I'm trying to be careful. I already have this bad reputation. No, it's a good reputation from my point of view of chopping up hymns. When you sang Sweet Hour of Prayer, I didn't sing it because my voice has got to make it through the week on it. And I already am feeling like if I had to preach Sunday, I'd be in trouble. because I will not have a whole lot of voice, because not only am I speaking, I'm talking to a lot, I'm trying to talk to as many of you as I can. You know, some of you, we need to stop and talk together. Well, I mean, it's something that we, you know, I'm a sympathetic ear. I've been a pastor a long time. And if you tell me something or talk to me about something that's bothering you that you want to keep confidential, I forget it. I learned that many, many years ago. If a pastor can't forget what people share that are scandalous, and that are, you know, issues, if he can't forget them, you cannot be a shepherd to a flock, because you peg flock members as being different from one another. I look at my flock as those who are all equals in the family of God. And I'm not a George Orwell pastor. There are pastors who are that way. They believe in the unity of the body of Christ.